Ago this week, at the federal building in Oklahoma City, the search for bodies ended. Some of our tour choir members visited that site last year. But you know, in the 14 years since that bombing, the murders, the robberies, the sickness, the death, yes, even the terrorist attacks, have still continued. Even though all around the world, Easter has been celebrated 14 times since then. Is Easter perhaps just another one of those rest and recreation holidays that really don't make much difference in our daily lives? The Apostle John might have faced such questions as he worked in the mines of the Roman Empire as a prisoner on the island of Patmos. He had seen Jesus on the night of that first Easter. He had rejoiced to see him repeatedly for 40 days after that. But even after all of that, he had also lived to see every other apostle come to a violent end, persecuted and executed because they taught in the name of Jesus. Had Easter really made any difference? One Sunday on the prison island of Patmos, God gave John a vision which answered that question and brought joy and comfort to his heart. We read verses from chapter 7 of the last book of the Bible. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they, and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." As you know, John knew what tribulation was. He knew what it meant to be arrested and thrown into prison for Jesus' sake. But here we have God's word to all those in great tribulation for His sake. And the word is, He will bring them out. While tribulation can come from various sources, the answer to tribulation always comes from God alone. Sometimes we think that no one knows the trouble we feel. But here we see some white-robed, cheering saints who have come out of the great tribulation. They were not raptured up to heaven to avoid it. They were not driving their car down the highway and suddenly poofed away so that they would not have to face hardships and trials. These saints were in tribulation, but they have come out. Here is comfort in the face of suffering. It is not escape from having to face your troubles, either now or for the rest of your life, but the sure knowledge of a victorious conclusion. No matter what your secret sorrow might be, or your not-so-secret trouble that you might face now or later, you will come out of it. This is what strengthened Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. When He faced hell itself, it was for the joy set before Him that He endured the cross, scorning its shame. He knew He would come out of the great suffering, and so shall we. The song they sang, "Salvation Belongs to Our God," points to that. Our deliverance, our salvation from tribulation is not in our hands, but in God's. And He has accomplished our deliverance from all evil, through the sacrifice of His own beloved Son, who, as Paul writes to the Galatians, gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us out of this present evil age. And to the Colossians, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light, for He delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. In Christ, our rapture is complete, for even now the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us and clothes us in white robes before the throne of God. This is the message of Easter, and it is true of everyone in Christ, not just a select few. We still wait to see it, but there is no question that we have made it, unless there were some question about Christ. That is why Paul could say with such confidence, "The Lord will deliver me from every evil deed and will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." "Then hail, ye mighty legions, yea, all hail, now safe and blessed for aye. And praise the Lord who with His word sustained you on the way." Stanza 3.